The Rambam says, Perek Yud Aleph Melochim, Halacha Aleph, when he talks about Mashiach, HaMelech HaMashiach, Osid Lamoid Ulahachzir Malchus Beis David, Uboina Beis HaMikdosh, Mekabetz Nidche Yisrael, he tells all about what's going to happen, what's Mashiach going to do when he comes. And then the Rambam says, V'kol mi she'enoi ma'amin boy, oi mi she'enoi mechakel libiyosoi, Loi b'shar neviim belvad hu koifer, elo b'toiro u'b'moishe rabbeinu. Call me, again, anyone who's not maimin boy, oi mi she'eino mechake libiyosei, those are two things. If you're not maimin in Mashiach, or you're not mechake libiyosei, you're a koifer. B'neviim, b'toiro, b'toiro u'b'moishe rabbeinu. That's what the Rambam says. The Zok from the Brisker Rov that he was Ilan Pshat in the Rambam, that the union of the animamin b'emuna b'mashiach is two protim. There's two halakim. Number one, to be maimin boy. Number two, to be mechaka lebiyosi. That's the second point. We say animamin b'emuna shleimo b'vias hamashiach. Afal pi sheyismamea achakaloi. The achakaloi is a chelik of the animamin. Animam and boy, and therefore I'm a machakeloi. What does it mean to be machakeloi? It means to be in a position, in a matzav in life, where we're waiting. There's something missing and we're waiting. And if you're not, then you're missing a chelik of the emuna, of the ikri emuna. The Rambam calls him a koifer. The Rambam calls him a koifer. Why is that? Why is it that if you're not maimin boy beseder, I hear, you're a koifer. But mechakalu means I'm waiting. I think the Brisker Rov used to say a moshul that someone that was sick in the house, and they needed an emergency. The doctor had to come, and he's on his way. Anytime there's a knock on the door, they're gonna jump. Is it the doctor? And if they open the door and it's not him, it's a neighbor that's asking for something. Okay. 5 minutes later, another knock, they jump. Is the doctor here yet? No matter how many times someone knocked and it wasn't him, they're still waiting because we're waiting for the doctor. He gave that as a marshal of what mechakaloi means, afal pisha yismamea. There's a chikui, you're living with a chikui. It's a different mahalach in life. But the Rambam says, someone who's not mechakaloi is a koifer. Why is that? Just because he's not holding on the madrega of the tzaddikim, the gedolei tzaddikim, the sipuri tzaddikim we hear, who are waiting daily for Mashiach, you're a koifer. So the pshat must be as follows. If someone's not waiting daily, mechakaloi Mashiach, it's because he doesn't really know what the difference is when Mashiach is here and when Mashiach is not here. If he would realize what state in the Nevi'im of the Yemois HaMashiach, the Molo Ha'oretz Deya, no more Nesioinus, free, true, Emesa, Simcha, Menuchas HaNefesh, happiness, no more Tzoros. If he would be able to picture that world, he would realize everything that we have today, no matter how comfortable it is garnished. And he would be Mechake. There's only one way to understand how it could be that he's not mechake, because he doesn't really believe in what's going to be when Mashiach comes. That's why he's a koifer. The Chofetz Chaim said a beautiful moshel. He said there was his moshel was in one of the sforim to a person, a farmer in a farm town. He worked his whole life working the field, sewing his own clothes, his own food. Very, very hard life, hard work. Towards the end of his life, he got sick, and he had to go to the hospital. They sent him into town to one of the big hospitals. The first time he ever saw such a big building in his life. They take him up to his department, put him in this comfortable bed. It even sits up. The feet move. The head moves. And he has people bringing him food. He never tasted such food in his life. Anytime he had to go out, they take him in a wheelchair. They wheel him around. He felt like a melech mamish. And after 2-3 days, he says, wow, my whole life I worked, and look what I get. Look what I'm atono. I am never leaving this place. This is the best place that shaykh in the world. What do we say? We look at him and say, shoyta. This is your highest expectations. You have no idea what's out there. This is a hospital. Rabbi Yisrael the Chofetz Chaim said, that's the moshel of us in Olam Hazeh. We're all in a hospital. And we're making ourselves happy and tefreden with being comfortable in money, vacations, big houses. That's a hospital. We're sick. We're in a hospital. We have no idea what is going to be like when Mashiach comes, and what we're missing when the Beis HaMikdash is not here, when Mashiach is not here. That's why we're getting comfortable. The Gemara says in Erevin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I can pater the kol ha'olam kuloi min adin, because we're shikr from the galus. Shikoi rev aloi miyayin. Rabbi said, we're in a matzav of shikrus. The ganze welt is shikr. Going around trying to, like drunkards, trying to be comfortable, not even realizing what's out there, what's outside the door of the hospital, how much happier we could be, how much hatzlocha we can have in ruchnius, how the tainug ha'amiti it is that we can have by having a kirva with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having the nevuah back. Yeah, it's like the person in the hospital whose kids were born in the hospital and his grandchildren were born there, they don't have this hasoga of what's out there. But that's where it comes from if you're not mechaka l'biyosai. Someone's mechaka l'biyosai. I once saw, someone showed me, there's a sefer called Emek HaMelech from Talmidei Ho'arizal. And it's a lot of Kabbalah there, and he brings down different stories from the Arizal. In the Hagdomo, he brings down as follows, that the Arizal once went out with his Talmidim Erev Shabbos in Tzfas, wearing his talis. He went out, Netzei Asoda, that's how he was Mekabel Shabbos. And they sang, Mizmor LeDovid, Hovel Hashem B'nei Elim, L'chodoy, they sang with Kabbalah Shabbos, with a Gevaldik Enigin. And then the Arizal turns to his Talmidim, maybe there were 10, I don't remember, he says, would you like to go to the Mekabel Shabbos in Yerushalayim? And he writes, Yerushalayim was 25 parsois from Tzfas, but I guess the Arizal had a way to get them there. Let's go to Yerushalayim to Mekabel Shabbos. So Chelik of the Talmidim says, Rebbe, whatever you want, we're with you. And the other Talmidim said, can we go home just to speak to our wives first, let them know? We want to go home first and then speak it over with the wives, then we'll come back. And the Arizal gave a krechts and a nochor. He clapped his hands and he says, oy vavoy, we just now had a hizdamnus. If you all would have said pe'echod, yes, we're going with you, we would have gone to Yerushalayim and we would have brought Mashiach. Mashiach would have come. But because a chelik of you were hesitant, you have to go home first, we lost our chance. It's a frightening story, but this is the story that's brought down there in the Sefer Emek HaMelech. There was a tain on them, they have to go home. And I always wondered, Rabbi Yisai, when I saw this story, what's the big taina? A mensch is a mensch. You left your family at home, you went out to Davin, you have to go home. Go to Yerushalayim, who knows when you'll be back, if you'll be back till after Shabbos. How could you not be a mensch? You got married, you have to be a mensch. Menschlichkeit. So, L'chor the Pshat is as follows. If someone is a machaka, imagine Rabbi say, a big businessman who does deals. And that's his parnosa. And he comes home every day at a certain time. He tells his wife and kids, I'm going to be home tonight for supper at 5. And he didn't come home. He came home 5 hours late. It's obvious why he's late. Well, he's not playing golf. They're going to be 100% sure. It must be. Tati found up a deal. Let's say a big doctor who takes care of people and people call him all the time. If he's 5 hours late, obviously someone came up. So if someone is living with a mechaka liyeshua, with a tzipia liyushalayim, so number one, they shouldn't have such chesbonus. We have a chance to go to Yerushalayim, the chivas hamigdosh, they should run there. But even more, I'm adding on, if they were living such a life of mechaka liyeshua, their families would have understood. No. Maybe they did something. Maybe the Rebbe had a schooler to bring Mashiach, so they were Oisik in it. That's what we're waiting for. What else is life about? That's what, so the point of the Arizal was that felt in the Mechake, this is a Simon Ledover, that there's no Mechake. Rabbi Say, we're living in a hospital. That's where we are. And Tishu B'Av is a yoim that mitoich the Avelis and the Kinnus, we can connect to realize what we don't have, to realize that everything we have is band-aids, it's a fake, just to keep us comfortable, hopping along, it's crutches, till we could hack a bizoicha. I remember one time I came home Tishu B'Av after the Kinnus. When I walked into my house and I saw the Zeicha L'Churban on top of the door, I don't know, maybe I never focused on it, so it was the most beautiful thing in my whole house. Sometimes you look at it and it's annoying, how can we hide it? You always get shilas, where do I have to put it? It doesn't fit into the rest of the house so well. But when I saw that on Tisha B'Av, I was like, wow, we're still connected. Chelik of the Churban is here. Mitzapim Lishur is the most. It reminded me of the Maisa that they came to paint to Chaim Kanievsky's house. There was the walls were black, and they came. And he said to them, besides, you can paint white the whole house, but one part don't paint. Behind the neiris, the wall was black from the smoke. He said, my wife likes that part. It gives her a hanoah to see the chiba of the neiris Shabbos. Don't cover over. When I saw that story, Rabbi Yisai, it changed the way I look at the black house, the black on my walls. If someone realized the chavivas of mitzvahs hadlaka Shabbos. Wow. So what do you see when you see the blackened wall? You see a black, ugly wall? No. The chavivas of the mitzvah. That's how I felt when I saw that Zeicha L'Churban. That's what we're looking for. And Rabbi Yisai, like the Kedushas Levi says in Likutim, Tishu B'Av is called a moyed, and that's why there's no tachanun. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Why is it a moyed? A moyed, he says, is a lotion of a vad. We meet with the Eibishter. Just like Sholosh Regolim, we go up to Aliyah L'Regel, Tishu B'Av is a vad. He says a person can get on a Tishu B'Av at the same nekuda that he got when he was Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel, to have that kirvas alekim, yeroeh, on Tishu B'Av, when a person is margish, how much we're missing, how much this world is not functioning until Mashiach comes, and a tzipisa li Yeshua with a feeling of a machakeloi, he can connect and feel a shaychas to the Eibishter. That is the haschalta de geula. That's the haschalta de geula. And im yetz Hashem Rabbeisai, we should all be zoiche to be maimin boy, to be machakeloi, and to see Mashiach should come b'mheira v'yameinu amen.